Weather conditions will contrast sharply across the Midwest as we move forward through the next several days. The main reason for this contrast is going to be bitter cold air that will be present in the northern U.S. plains and the northwestern Corn Belt, while warm or mild conditions continue in the southeastern corner of the country. In the area where these two air masses meet, there's going to be a frequent occurrence of precipitation. In fact, right across the heart of the lower eastern Midwest and the Delta will likely experience frequent precipitation that will likely occur from now into the middle part of next week. The frequent occurrence of precipitation will be beneficial for long-term moisture needs, but probably not so welcome after a while. The potential for flooding will increase across the area, and we may even see some significant snow and ice accumulation occurring across portions of the region. Right now, it looks as though the majority of the most significant precipitation will start off being in the northwestern Corn Belt and the northern plains, where a blizzard is occurring today, and that is going to continue through the night tonight and into the early part of the day tomorrow. The storm system will move off into Canada's Ontario before we get any further southeast on the advance of the storm system, and that will end this first round of precipitation. But many inches of snow will accumulate in the northern plains and the upper Midwest because of this event, and a considerable amount of blowing and drifting will likely take place as well. And the end result, of course, is hazardous travel conditions and stress to humans as well as to livestock across the region. A little bit later this week, a new low-pressure center is going to form in the central U.S. plains. This is likely to occur as we move into the day on Wednesday, and the storm system will likely become focused initially on the southwestern U.S. plains, where we'll likely see the low-pressure center beginning to evolve and create a heavy snow event in Colorado, while a mixture of rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow begin to impact portions of the southern plains. We'll likely see the storm system marching off to the east-northeast as we move deeper into the week, and as a result of that, we will most likely see some heavy amounts of rainfall developing across the area from eastern Texas through the Delta into the lower eastern portions of the Midwest. That heavy rain will likely take place as we move from Thursday into Saturday, and during that period of time, not only will there be heavy rain in that region I just described with some totals of 1 to 3 inches, but there will also be a band of snow, perhaps a little freezing rain, that will occur just immediately to the north of that across some areas from Missouri into Ohio. One more wave of energy will likely evolve behind this one. That one is likely to take place as we move it into the end of this week and early into the weekend. Additional rain will fall across these areas I just mentioned, with some more snow and freezing rain occurring north of the Ohio River. And then after that, a surface high pressure center will likely settle into the region as we finish out the work week and go into the weekend, and that's likely to generate some improving weather. But how long will that last? Not very long. Just a couple of days of improvement is likely to occur before we encounter yet another wave of precipitation in the Delta in the southeastern United States as we move into the late weekend and the early part of next week. The end result is that there is going to be an increasing risk of flooding and perhaps some more ice and snow occurring across portions of the Midwest. Temperatures over these next several days will contrast sharply across the region, with sub-zero readings occurring day and night in the northwestern part of the region, while temperatures in the southeastern states will be in the 60s and 70s, which sets the stage for this contrast in air masses and therefore the precipitation abundance. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.